winter driving can be treacherous. When accidents occur, call 1-800-HAYMAN. Put your trust in the law firm that has recovered over $500 million. Experience makes all the difference. I'm John Heyman, and that's my promise.
So I go out in the hall to go use the bathroom, and the vulgar chef is already sitting out there. And he says hi to me, and he shakes my hand. Didn't swear once.
No, but if you watch his videos on either YouTube or vulgarchef.com, the swearing is only a fractional part of the fabulous genius that goes on. Kyle Mark, who is the Vulgar Chef, he's been on the Huffington Post, the Daily Mirror in London, been in the AV Club on the Onion.com. He is an international sensation, and he's right here in Western Mass making what I think is maybe the most creative recipes ever devised. Kyle, it's good to have you back.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
Hey, so you brought in a little something with you here.
I did.
What is this?
Those are my balls. Those are my dirty balls.
I got to tell you something. Dirty or otherwise, you have some of the tastiest balls I have ever put in my mouth.
And he's had his share.
I know. I'm glad you enjoy my balls.
I never thought I could enjoy any man's balls.
Now,
what
is in these balls, Kyle?
The balls are a no-bake cookie dough, which is basically just brown sugar, sugar, and flour mixed together with butter.
Those are two ingredients, brown sugar, comma, sugar.
Yes, brown, granulated white sugar.
Oh, okay.
Didn't realize there were two varieties?
I'm having a conversation with him. Of course I knew that. No, I didn't know. Well, yes, I did know there are two varieties, but I wouldn't think you'd use them both together in something.
Oh, absolutely. It's two totally different flavors.
The more sugar, the better.
That's it. Now, how did you get this thing started? Because, you know, again, I've been following your stuff for quite a while. I got you on Instagram. Every time there's a video, I'm on it. I've liked a bunch of your stuff. How did you start this thing?
Honestly, it just started as sort of a joke. It's just like a side hobby, something I wanted to do. And the recipes were really never what I wanted to do. I just wanted to sort of talk crap about, you know, all the health food trends and, you know, working out and stuff like that. And the recipes themselves, they just sort of came out of nowhere, and that's what everyone seemed to enjoy. So I sort of stuck with that.
So how many videos have you posted already?
I've got about 150 on YouTube, and I actually just hit, I checked on the way here, 10,000 YouTube subscribers. So
that's awesome.
So are you kind of the anti-healthy food guy?
That's kind of, I kind of try to be the middle finger to the health food world.
And how long have you been doing it for?
I'm going on about 4 years now.
All right, so you don't know yet whether anyone, you don't have any long-term results as to whether anyone has adopted, say, your diet exclusively and died as a result.
I mean, you look at me right now, you can see what's going on when you eat this way. You get a little heavier around section.
But you're not a real big guy.
No. You know, I try to keep a good balance with the you know, the stuff I cook, and then, you know, try to eat well sometimes.
Let's give people an idea of what we're talking about here. I know, like, your ramen noodle taco shells were very, very popular, but
right.
At this point, because that was a number of years ago, what would you say was your greatest creation?
I think, in my opinion, was the Thanksgiving Crunch Wrap, where I don't know if you're familiar with Taco Bell's Crunch Wrap, but it's basically a tortilla filled with meat, and it's got a crunchy tortilla shell inside. And I did that and basically just used Thanksgiving items, turkey, cranberry, stuffing, gravy.
And you felt like you hit it out of the park with that one?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime I do some sort of Thanksgiving-inspired dish, I feel like it really does well.
But because I don't go to Taco Bell.
Right.
I did go to Taco Bell once when that Dorito shell thing came out.
Delicious.
Yeah, it actually was very good, but is that... Did that come before you or after you? Are those the things that inspire you, or are you ripping them off?
Those came after me, and it's funny too because, you know, I'm not the only one doing this type of cooking. So there's sort of a big buzz out there now that us food bloggers are kind of being ripped off by these big corporations.
Yeah, because someone tried doing that to you, right?
Yeah, I kind of went at Burger King for doing the Cheetos mac and cheese fries that they did.
Yeah.
And it was something that I had done a couple of years ago when it was the same exact thing.
Did you sue him?
I mean, to go in on something like that and sue him would just...
First of all, you're talking about taking down the whole kingdom.
Yeah.
I mean, that's hard to do.
That's what I would do, though.
King's been in power for way too many years.
Yeah.
Oh, I would take him down. You know, do the old David and Goliath thing. Occasionally, Who is the lesser one, David or the last?
David.
David. Occasionally, David wins, you know.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
He's bankrupt.
I don't have that much fight in me.
No, really? Well, he's weighed down with all these foods.
Yeah.
So, I have seen comments on your videos. I have seen people say, oh, that looks disgusting, or, oh, that's a heart attack waiting to happen. And I have no respect for those kinds of people. Because I think if you're really looking at what you're doing here, and you're being honest and objective, you say, oh, no, actually, that sounds really good. For example, the s'mores and Reese's stuffed cinnamon buns. I don't know of anyone that could pass something like that up.
I mean, it's all of the finer things in life in that dish. And
what is it? The Reese's what?
The s'mores and Reese's stuffed cinnamon buns.
So basically, you get yourself a packet of cinnamon buns.
Uh-huh.
And you just add chocolate and marshmallow to them.
Wow.
I mean, it's, you know.
And peanut butter cups.
And the peanut butter cup in the center. I'm sorry.
You unwrap them?
Yep.
Oh.
Imagine that.
You unwrap it, and then you put it back together with everything, you know, with it.
That's not unlike the Christmas cookies we've been eating for years with the candy kiss in the middle of it.
Right. It's that, but, you know.
But you're adding a cinnamon buns roll.
And peanut butter cups and marshmallow. And
that's like everything good into, like, you know, one dessert.
Right.
I don't really know how the internet works. So when you make a site, do you choose the advertising that goes on it? Or, like, I'm looking at the site right now, and there's this Health 50 Plus, I guess, ad that talking about, like, the one worst carb after age 50. Is that something that you would put on there, or is that something that goes there because you're a, no offense, junk food type website?
Oh, no offense taken. That is, you know, that's Google doing their thing and basically playing off the type of people that are visiting my site and the type of content that's on my site.
So they're in essence, they're advertising the anti.
That's what they're doing right now.
Version of you, yeah.
And in a way, they're kind of discrediting you in a way.
Slapping me in the face here.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I've never seen that one up there.
Now the videos I've seen, because when they pop up on your Facebook or like Facebook videos or whatever. Yeah, you know, I always watch it if it's something unusual, like the Cheetos crusted mac and cheese donut. Yeah. I like, not because I wanted to try it, but I just want to see, all right, how's he going to do this? And it's you've got some of these things really down to a science. It's not like a guy just slopping food together. You actually do know what you're doing.
Right. There is a little bit of knowledge behind it at this point. I have to, you know, go into the recipe and know how it's going to work, and you know, try to make it work before, you know, I start doing it, because I don't want to do it more than once.
So this isn't some random, like, going into a grocery store blindfolded and just reaching out and grabbing all different kinds of ingredients and throwing them all into something. You go into these things with a plan before each one of them?
I try to have a video planned at least 2 weeks ahead of time, but there are times where it's just, you know, set me off into the grocery store after a couple of pocket nips,
right,
and see what I can come up with.
Just a couple of pocket nips. Now, I see you're wearing a t-shirt with the vulgarchef.com. I haven't seen the back of it yet.
It's the same thing.
Oh, it is. So you don't have the hashtag eat like that?
No. I do. I've been getting begged to make some shirts with the hashtag. So
yeah,
I think with tax season here coming around, I'll invest in some merchandise.
Once you get your refund back.
Once I get
Now, do you? I know that you. I mean, you live around the area and
Holyoke,
and you know, you go out, you eat at places. I went to Bernie's the other day. You made comments on my prime rib. You're a guy who just loves food.
I do, and I you know, I'm not really sure where it came from, my passion for food, but it's, you know, it's something I enjoy eating it. I enjoy working around it. And
have you ever thought of opening up your own place with this kind of food in it?
You know, I have, and I actually went down that path with a good friend of mine, and it didn't work out in the long run for us. And that's kind of when I really started to focus more on the blog, because I wanted to do something with the food still.
And this
was my outlet.
Yeah.
If you do open a place, though, you should name it after the hashtag.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that would be.
I think it needs a few more swears in it, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, you can put those all over the menu and stuff. But, you know, we're talking about how this all started. I mean, I don't mean to be stereotypical here, but Was your mother the primary cook in the house?
She was.
And was she a creative
She could cook chicken a million different ways.
But all conventional or unusual, out of the ordinary?
There would be some unusual things. I think it's a blend of, you know, both her and my father. My father was more of a get a bunch of stuff and throw it together and see what happens.
Oh, okay.
And which is what I do a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you do have the Eat Like Crap cookbook.
Yes.
Online to download. So yep. there's all kinds of great stuff in there. But I can see like a restaurant, maybe a small place, actually working and you still being able to continue with the blog, but just, you know, use your best stuff at a I got to believe people would go just for the experience of it.
Right. I've actually been fortunate enough to do like collaborations with restaurants. Unfortunately, nothing around here. And come up and help them come up with menu items, you know, unique menu items to put on their menu as like a weekly special or something like that. And a pretty good success rate with that.
Well, either that or a truck. What about your own food truck?
A truck would be very cool.
That would be excellent.
It's tough around here with the winter season.
Yeah. Well,
so like what kind of stuff did you come up with these restaurants?
One example, I worked with a restaurant in, I believe it's in Milwaukee. Don't quote me on this. It's called Epic Deli. And we came up with a pulled pork sandwich, and what we did was we took White Castle slider buns,
mm-hmm.
and we put them in a waffle maker.
Okay.
So we waffled the White Castle sliders, breaded them with Flaming Hot Cheetos, and those were basically the buns for a pulled pork slider.
That actually sounds really good.
And obviously there was cheese on there, was pickles and all sorts of other.
But that sounds delicious.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I really just hit on an idea for you, and you should...
Hit me with it.
I just did. The food truck.
Oh, yeah.
I think the food truck would be a great idea, and I wouldn't worry about weather. I bet if you could go to events, whether, you know, and obviously you'd have to get permission to go to places like the Big E or something like that, and I don't mean during the Eastern States Exposition. I mean for all those weekend things that they do, the gun clubs, the things that are happening in the Better Living Center, there's always something you could probably do around here, even during the winter.
Yeah, but
food truck.
During the gun club, better make sure the food's good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't wear that shirt either.
Yeah, take the frustrations out on you.
But, yeah, you should definitely get this out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my plan is, you know, eventually I would love to do something, but, you know, for now it's just growing the brand itself. And getting it to a point where it's like, all right, I know if I open something, it would, you know, the people would be there.
Oh, yeah. Now, like a line. You'd be like that. In fact, that's where you put it. You put it in the parking lot of one of those marijuana places.
Perfect.
Yeah.
These two, John, my dirty balls that you're eating would be a great a special treat if you just added a little bit of the can of butter.
I'd eat your balls without being high.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So the latest video you put up was the giant cookie with the smaller cookies on top.
The giant cookie with the smaller cookies on top.
This is about the size of a good old white wall tire. This is a big, big cookie.
Yeah, we're talking almost 30 inches on that thing.
that's a party cookies.
You got 30 inches and delicious balls.
Oh yeah, I'm a man of many talents.
Wow, you're quite a meal.
So what are you working on for your next video?
I got a few ideas that I'm playing with, and the big thing right now on YouTube is doing things that are like giant, like the giant cookie. And so this week, what am I doing this week? I just did it yesterday and I'm having a brain fart here.
Join the club.
I did a pizza. I don't know if you've seen these stuffed crescent ring rolls across the internet anywhere, but basically it's like a ring of crescent rings that are stuffed with usually like a buffalo chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did is I made that the crust to a pizza. So essentially you've got a stuffed crust pizza on steroids.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got a pizza with a stuffed crust with a crust stuffed with chicken.
The crust itself is made out of a croissant ring. So it's just a ring of stuffed croissants.
Stuffed with chicken.
Stuffed with buffalo chicken and bacon and cheese.
And then the pizza in the center?
And the pizza is in the center.
And the toppings on the pizza?
Just cheese on the pizza.
Oh, just cheese on the pizza.
I figured there was enough in the croissant.
Yeah,
for all the people out there who eat things and throw away the crusts, This would be the opposite.
I'm a big anti-crust guy.
You're pro-crust.
I'm pro-crust.
You eat the crust, throw away the center.
Yeah, well, this pizza, you do.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It'd be like a kid who takes a crust off his bread. Instead, he throws away the bread and eats all the crust.
Throws away the peanut butter and jelly and just munches on the crust for a while.
Exactly.
That's it. You can check out the VulgarChef.com, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
Twitter,
all over the place.
Everywhere.
All over the place. Kyle, it's good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks for letting me sample your balls this morning.
Anytime.
Very good.
Kyle Marcoux, the Vulgar Chef on Rock 102.